This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Trump says he'll hold off on imposing a hefty tariff on EU goods. The BBC's Fiona McDonald.
The president of the European Commission says the bloc wants to strike a trade agreement with the United States, but needs more time than it's been given by President Trump. Ursula von der Leyen said she'd had a good telephone call with Mr. Trump following his threat to impose additional taxes of 50% on European imports from next month.
The president says he's not happy with Russian President Vladimir Putin for continued bombings of Ukraine. Connecticut Democratic Congressman Jim Hines on CBS's Face the Nation.
For this guy who considers himself the master of the deal, maximize the leverage of the West so that we can bring this war to a fair and just conclusion that will keep the Russians from invading countries in the future.
The Department of Justice made this announcement.
Federal officials arrested a U.S. German citizen at New York's Kennedy Airport who they say tried to firebomb the U.S. embassy in Tel Aviv. Prosecutors say Joseph Neumeier spat at an embassy guard last week. He got away but left his backpack. Investigators say they found firebomb-making supplies and that Neumeier previously posted threats of burning down the embassy.
Correspondent Jerika Duncan. Speaker Mike Johnson is celebrating the narrow passage of the budget bill in the House while also urging Republicans in the Senate to make few changes, but some are already voicing their opposition. Correspondent Christiane Benavides.
Many Republicans, including Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, are questioning the bill's contents.
I think the cuts currently in the bill are wimpy and anemic. The problem is the math doesn't add up. They're going to explode the debt.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says the cuts don't go far enough and that the bill will add to the nation's deficit.
You're saying you have these independent analysts saying it's 3.3 to 4 trillion. I agree with that. We have to reduce the deficit. And so we need to focus on spending.
5 years ago today, George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis police custody. CBS News Minnesota reporter Justin Rantala.
For many, this is a return trip to George Floyd Square that brings back a flood of emotions. But those emotions are mixed. For some visitors, being here at the memorial is powerful and uplifting. Demetrius Smith planned a trip from Dallas just to be here. It's a teaching moment and history lesson for Smith's six-year-old granddaughter.
I think it's important that they understand what has happened in the past, what still is happening currently, but also understand that they are responsible for their decisions and it doesn't have to be the way that it always has been.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies and low 40s. Mostly sunny with a high near 70 on your Memorial Day Monday. Monday night, mostly cloudy, 46. Slight chance of rain on Tuesday. We'll see a high near 66. And then rain is likely Tuesday night and Wednesday.
It's 67 right now.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with a VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
He had white horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. What a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, they made up his bed. A gold-covered mattress on which he was led.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
We'll be right back.
From their fantastic album, Backstabbers, that's the OJs with They Call Me Mr. Lucky. Quite possibly my favorite soul group from the 70s, although, wow, that's a hard decision to make. Before that, we opened up hour two of Seth Faces the Music with Emerson, Lake, and Palmer and their magisterial Lucky Man. Welcome back, everyone. Hour two is now underway, and let's keep it going here. This next group that I have is from the 1990s. They got their band name in a very interesting way. When he was a kid, the lead singer, his brother, they were upset, had a fight or something like that, and his brother had made a drawing of him, he was a little overweight, eating the entire planet, and underneath he had written Jimmy Eat World. Well, they loved it, and they loved the name, and that's what they stuck with. Here they are with Lucky Denver Mint.
Lucky Denver Mint.
peace, my escape, my home, my home, my home, my home. My
The fabulously monikered Shannon and the Clams with So Lucky from their equally well-named album, The Moon is in the Wrong Place. We got more to come here on Seth Faces the Music. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. When we come back, we have a song by an 80s group. They kind of hit a little bit on the radar. If they had kept plugging away, they might have gotten a little more recognition. But at least they left us this song that's coming up when we come back on WFHR.
Mental health is healthcare. Self-care isn't selfish, and asking for help is a brave and powerful step. Mental health affects every one of us, regardless of age, race, or background. And yet stigma holds many people back from getting the support needed.
I grew up being called a worrywart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Kira Sabin gets it. The Madison-based positive psychology coach says many times you just have to let it go.
A lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy.
This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's break the silence, build understanding, and create a world where mental wellness is a priority for everyone. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
My heart. homemade tonight. Lucky star in the tuna sky. Don't let love pass me by. No matter how near or far, won't you be my lucky star? Ooh, I'm a wishing on you. Star up above, please help me with her love. Tell me what my chances are. Won't you be my lucky star? Star, won't you be my lucky star?
Of all the original Rockabilly stars, he may have had the best voice. That was Gene Vincent with Lucky Star. And before that, we heard from the group Joe Boxers with their sort of hit, Just Got Lucky. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, we have a band from the 90s, one of my all-time favorites. I've played them recently on the show, but I've just kind of gotten back into their catalog, and man, do they have some good songs, and I'm happy to play for another one for you right now. Mark Sandman was the leader. He played a custom-made two-string slide bass. They also had a drummer and a saxophone player. That was the entire band. Here they are from their album, an outtake actually from their album. Yes, it's Morphine with Have a Lucky Day.
Thank you. she'll come back. That's the beauty of her. Give a chance, I could lose forever, but I'm doomed to try. I keep on hearing the voice inside. Players win, winners play. Have a lucky day. Players win and winners play. Have a lucky day. Have a lucky day. Have a lucky day.
From their million-selling album, Flood, it took them 20 years to get there, but their million-selling album, Flood, that was They Might Be Giants with Lucky Ball and Chain. We are down to one more segment, ladies and gentlemen. Man, where does the time go? I don't know, but we got some more great music still to come. We have another 90s band, lots of 90s bands today, too, who was very weird, and they wore it on their sleeve. They were kind of a downer. But man, did they make some good music. That's who we'll be playing when we come back on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies and low 40s. Mostly sunny with a high near 70 on your Memorial Day Monday. Monday night, mostly cloudy, 46. Slight chance of rain on Tuesday. We'll see a high near 66, and then rain is likely Tuesday night and Wednesday.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
And Flanders Fields is one of the most notable poems written during World War I, perhaps even the most famous war poem of all time. Canadian physician and Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae wrote it on 3rd May of 1915, after he witnessed the death of his friend, Lieutenant Alex Helmer, 22 years old, the day before.
In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Sick up our quarrel with the foe, to you from failing hands we throw, the torch be yours to hold it high, if ye break faith with us who die. We shall not sleep, though poppies grow, in Flanders Fields.
In Flanders Fields was first published in December 1915. Within months, the poem came to symbolize the sacrifices of all those who were fighting for in the First World War. Today, the poem continues to be part of the memorial ceremonies around the world.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Teresa, you can't make me into you. you have a friend on whom you think you can rely, you are a lucky man. If you found the reason to live on and not to die, you are a lucky man. Preachers and poets and scholars don't know it. Temples and statues and steeples won't show it. If you've got the secret, just try not to blow it. Stay a lucky man. A lucky man. If you found the meaning of the truth in this whole world, you are a lucky man. If knowledge hangs around your neck like pearls instead of chains, you are a lucky man. And talkers won't tell ya. Teachers and preachers will just buy and sell ya. When no one can tempt ya with heaven or hell, you be a lucky man.
From the film of the same name, that was Alan Price, the former keyboardist for the Animals with Oh Lucky Man. And before that, we opened up this final set with Eels from their classic album Beautiful Freak, Your Lucky Day in Hell. Let's keep it rolling here, ladies and gentlemen. More recent group here with a fun name, Villagers. Just Villagers. From their album That Golden Time, here's You Lucky One.
You're telling the truth, but it doesn't line up with my image of you. Would you mind very much if I added some spice, some sugar and cream, and all things nice? There's a twist in your tail that doesn't sit right, a spectrum that dulls the black and white. Well, I've bitten my lip, I've held my tongue, but I'm still here, you lucky one. You've got, were you wandering lost outside of the norm? Am I getting the gist? Am I getting warm? You're gonna have to help me if you want a hand. Well, I'm here for you, but I'm a busy man. So step out of the shade and into the sun. I'm listening. Composing your masterpiece. If you give good copy, then I'll cut you some slack. But you better remember when it all comes back. And you're lying on the corner of Merchant's Quay, telling the world how it's managed.
luck you on. I promise you, good luck you on. You're starting to lag. Am I such a bore? Am I such a drag? I could rip you to shreds, but I'm much too nice. So while you're here, take my advice. Don't let the truth get in the way. A story's a story, and anyway, your foot's in the door, so give me some. Parasite, you lucky one.
And that just about does it for Seth Faces the Music this week. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. We truly could not have this show with all of you out there. We'll be back next week, same time, same station, with another theme, some more music, more fun. We're going to go out with a classic from The Verve, from their breakout album, Urban Hymns. Here's Lucky Man. So long, everybody.
I hope you understand. liberty. It's just a change in something in my liberty. It's just a change in something in my liberty.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Trump says he has decided to hold off on enacting a 50% tariff on goods from the European Union until July, after a call with the head of the European Commission.
She asked for an extension on the June 1st date, and she said she wants to get down to serious negotiation because I've told you specifically, haven't I told anybody that would listen, they have to do that.
He agreed to an extension until July 9th. The president also voiced disapproval of Russian President Vladimir Putin after repeated bombings of Ukraine following failed peace talks. The BBC's Fiona McDonald.
The German foreign minister called President